Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. Greetings and salutations. Warm hellos. I gotta be honest, I'm running a little out of gas right now, y'all. It's all right. I just set off the air. I was like, just me and my 4 hours of sleep against the world today, baby. Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. And let me double check all the buttons on the board to make sure that we are not actually on the radio, because this is our uncensored podcast. And if you know anything about our uncensored podcast, you know that none of this should probably be on the radio. Fair rule before we get started, you're entering into a questionable territory. It's still raining so much right now. Jess, what is our fair rule before we get started with the Uncensored Podcast?
Uncensored is like close friends on Instagram, where you are particular on who you share everything with and show everything to, and that's kind of how we look at our Uncensored podcast community.
I love, too, that we do the show on YouTube, and you guys apparently all got here on time and have been talking to one another, and we...
Oh, that's so fun.
No, the comments are amazing right now.
March is like, well, hello, and an hour late.
I know, dude. Like, literally, I cannot believe that we're actually doing this
right now.
We were doing TikToks. We were having some behind-the-scenes forgive-and-forget drama. Oh, nothing to worry about. It all got resolved, but we just had to resolve a few issues, okay? But everything's fine. Fine. Everything's good. It's just one of those days. You know what I mean? But thanks for being here. Wait, speaking of drama, there's a few things happening in the world. You had to pull one of your podcasts, Jess?
Yeah. So actually it's like a whole ordeal. So I interview like a close family member of mine, different women in my family for my podcast, Life in Bloom with Jess. And I had this podcast that was supposed to be released today with one of my aunts, and we record like a little bit beforehand too, you know. So yeah. I've had this.
They're all done, right?
Not all of them, okay. No. But I get them done, and I have like a scheduling process.
Okay.
And we had scheduled it. I mean, we had recorded this like early last week.
Okay.
And this is yesterday, and I'm getting ready. I'm getting everything ready and like scheduling everything to post and all that kind of stuff. And then I get a text from her saying that she woke up feeling weird about it and she has a feeling about it. Mm-hmm. Is there any way that she could listen to it before I share it? And before I get into the messiness of it, I am aware that it's a very vulnerable thing to share personal situations and personal stories on a platform like this, and that's not something that everyone is comfortable with, you know?
Right.
And I'm very respectful about it. And before I do anything, and when I ask any of my family members, I say, if you want to say no, I will not be offended. My feelings won't hurt. I'll totally respect it. If this is something that you want to do with me and I don't share it, absolutely, because that was the whole point of it in general. If there's anything that I ask you and you don't want to talk about, you just say skip and we keep moving along. If there's anything that's off limits, you tell me now, and I'm very respectful of it.
It's fair.
Just because I know, we're comfortable doing this. It's not like a normal thing just to talk about all of your secrets and everything like that and share it with everyone.
I would say it's abnormal.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
We're kind of circus clowns of vulnerability. I get it. Yeah. Yes. I totally get it.
But when I got that message from her, I had a bad feeling like, but what we can't do is have me share it and you be like, can you take it down?
Right.
That's going to be, that would really suck. Like, that's not something, you know what I mean?
But let me guess, your expectation though is that once you agree that like, you're in, right?
Not necessarily. Like, so after I record an episode with a family member, after the fact, I ask them, are you comfortable with everything that you talked about?
Okay.
Are you comfortable with everything that you shared?
Because you don't give them all the questions up front. You do long form episodes. So
yeah.
It's not like do you give them any idea of what you're going to talk about? Or like,
I always tell everyone that it can go as deep as you want it to. You're in control of the entire situation.
Okay.
And obviously, like, we can, anything that you want to talk about and as much as you want to share, you're driving.
Yeah.
And I may ask, but that doesn't mean that you have to go there either.
Sure.
You know? And I always say it's going to get as deep as you want it to. And it doesn't always have to get that way. And like, but these conversations just naturally kind of go down that road just because that's just kind of who we are,
yeah.
You know? And I always ask too, because I also understand that like you could be comfortable where it's just me and you talking and you're just talking to me like how you would normally talk to me. And so I always ask like, is there anything you want me to remove like of what we talked about?
Fair, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And then I also say tomorrow, like if something comes up and you're thinking like, I actually don't want that in there, let me know. Right.
Okay.
But like
certain segments, right? Like a question. Like, that's your expectation, right? Like, if there's a question you don't like,
yes.
we can remove that one question.
Yeah.
60 seconds out of the podcast. Whoosh,
totally. Gone. But yeah. Even after we recorded, it's like anything that we talked about, like, do you want me to are we good? Can yeah. you think of anything? And then I also ask, because I will share like a clip of it on social media. Mm. Is there anything that you'd be uncomfortable with me sharing on my social media too, where it's like maybe a minute of a clip that's damn. Like up there, right?
You give people a lot more than I would give people.
I'd
be like, you cool or not? And then I'd totally milk whatever seemed like a.
I think you have to when it's sensitive.
When it's that
right?
intimate and when we're having the conversations that we're having, I just want to be very respectful and very mindful
yeah.
and demure. You know?
I would not. I'd be like, you won't believe what my brother said.
And
about.
I think also because I know how my family is,
oh, wow.
I want everyone to be cool.
Yeah.
I'm doing all
that. Bloodline runs deep. They'll be generational.
You know? So, and I also say this too, like, just because I'm crazy out here in these streets doesn't mean I expect you to be that way. And I'm fully aware of that. And I let them know that too.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I was right. like, I never want you to feel pressured at all. This isn't what it's for, because my number one priority is like me and my family and us having this for each other. Right.
Right.
So, but this was like over like early last week. And I will say I expect if something is going to come up that they're not down with, like you're going to let me know like the next day or the day after,
yeah.
not the day before.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got that text from her, I just had a feeling. So I call her and I'm like, hey, is there something in particular that doesn't sit right with you? Mm. And she's like, my thing is I just can't remember everything that I talked about. And so I give her a synopsis, mm. right? And I tell her, like, is there something that I can just remove? Or are you just fully uncomfortable with me sharing this in general? And I was like, and you can tell me.
Can you tell us what it was about? Like the topic that, or is the whole episode, she just didn't like it anymore.
I think what it was her first follow-up question was, can I listen to it first? Mm-hmm. And I was like, so the only issue is that I have, the way that I have everything set up is, I think the process would be to, like, as far as like the timeline, I don't have enough time to like send this to you and you listen to, because we're also dealing with like a 3-hour difference, all this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And like with the file and when it's going to get to her and like getting it on Google Drive, all that kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
And I was like, that's something I can do. But if that's the case, I just want to know now, because I won't share it now. And this is something that we can figure out later on.
Mm-hmm.
And also too, if you just want this conversation between you and I, like that's totally fine as well. But I would rather you tell me if you are just uncomfortable, because what I don't want is for you to like be dreading that life story is out there.
Forever.
Like, I never want to make you feel that way.
Sure.
And it's not worth it. I don't want you sitting there with all this anxiety or anything like that.
Sure.
So I would rather you tell me now than I share it and you tell me that you don't want it up anymore. You know, and I was like, and you can tell me. And she's like, I think I would feel more comfortable if we go with that and I can listen to it at a later time and decide if I want to share it. And I was like, okay, I understand. Now,
do you really understand?
I totally understand that part, but like after that part's done, now I'm like, fuck, right?
Yeah.
So all of that goes out the window.
Yeah.
Like,
how long did that take? How many work hours did that take?
Dude, it takes me
a long
time.
Because you edit, you like edit your shit down. I record, I post that shit. I don't go back to like,
I
put in like a few edits, but I don't, with Mama's Boy, it's like a one and done. Mm. I throw it up there.
I edit so much because these conversations are so long.
Yeah.
And there's some things that I just know that like, it's not like just force people to hear, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's a combination of like, yes, this is a podcast, but it's also like a family memento.
Right.
And like some of these conversations, and I'm yapping with my family. Some of these conversations are like 2 hours long.
Right.
Okay. And like, I'm not going to share the full 2 hours.
Right.
And like, also not everyone's appropriate. So like, I got to take some shit out. Like the way that we would talk to each other, I'm not about to like, I'm not about to catch a case.
Life in Bloom and uncensored.
No. Like, no. So I have to edit that shit down. So it's like, let's say the conversation maybe like 2 hours minimum. And then like listening to that and editing it is like a couple hours. But then like uploading it and like putting together like the social media thing, like
you do a lot of work.
So what
do you think? 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours?
Maybe like 6 hours.
You put 6 hours of work into that. Yeah. And she's like, nah, we're cool.
Yes. And I actually intended on doing an episode of just by myself, but at the end of this month for like my birthday month, so I could have like a recording of how I would answer certain questions. Being like a 32-year-old woman, you know?
That's cool.
So I was going to do that anyway. So I was like, you know what? It's fine. Like, I'll just do that now, right? I fucking record this shit yesterday, bro.
Gone.
Tell me why Riverside fucked me over.
That's the software we used to record.
And didn't get my audio.
Dude.
At this point, though, are you willing to say, like, maybe this just doesn't need to be an episode this week for whatever? Sometimes, like, when things are so fucking crazy, I just have to accept that, like, maybe for whatever reason, there just doesn't need to be an episode.
The universe might be intervening.
There just doesn't need to be an episode.
And you know, so I'm glad you said that, because after this went down, I asked myself, like, I even asked myself, did I say some things that maybe I don't need to share right now?
Maybe.
And I did. I was trying to think, like, because at first I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, there's no fucking way.
Right. There's something that doesn't need to come out right now.
Yeah.
I promise you.
And like, I was thinking about it too. I was like, I was thinking about some shit that I said, and I'm like, maybe something's happening because I don't need to say it. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I probably don't need to share that shit. And if anything, I am right now in this moment able to appreciate it, because you know when AI ate us up last week?
I was just about to reference that.
And said all this shit about like what's fucked up with us. And one of the things is talking about what I do is I talk about my issues or something that I'm going through at work or on the radio or on like a podcast, I don't actually process it myself.
Yeah.
And I do that a lot. And I think I'm very thankful that this is a comfortable space for me, but it is true. Like, there are things that like sometimes I don't even know that I'm feeling until we're in this space. And then after the fact, I'm like, fuck, like, okay, so that's wrong. I have an issue. Something's wrong. And sometimes I don't necessarily know how to sit with it or maybe handle it outside of this yet.
Yeah.
And I do think that there were some things that I was talking out and talking through.
You're like externally processing in real
time. That I didn't necessarily admit or have not said out loud in other spaces.
Like what? Tell us right now instead.
No.
This is gross.
What was that?
But I was thinking about that. And I really do think there were some things where I was like, I probably need to sit with that myself a little bit.
I have come to the point in life where I realize if some things are so fucking just not happening.
Yeah.
Instead of like just being, I'm like, okay, like I'll surrender to it because like apparently it's just not supposed, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Just see it as a blessing.
Yeah.
Because like maybe it just wasn't supposed to happen, because that's terrible.
Yeah.
You did all that work. I mean, hours and hours and hours and hours. Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting.
I'd be pissed. I'd be so mad.
If you look at it from a different perspective, instead of losing that, just losing work, it's like you did almost do like a little self-therapy session.
That's true.
No, I did. So, I did 100%. And I think maybe if that's something I need to do more often and just for myself,
just
then maybe
yourself.
I do.
Record and go back and listen to it.
I think for some reason, if it's like in this space, it makes me feel like, or just gives me an ability to communicate better with myself and like something I have to do.
I honestly talk through a lot of shit and Mama's Boy, especially with More Mama's Boy, which is like my hidden podcast that I do. Like it's like the subscriber-based one, because I can really like
how many layers are there?
It's deep. More Mama's Boy is a deep one, it's because it's like subscriber-based, so it's like the people that are my haters aren't going to subscribe, so I'm those people
you can talk
like,
about whatever you want.
I can really like
yeah
I can get deep over there, man, and like that's I can really yeah it really gets deep. So I don't know, maybe do some more dummy podcasts that you can just like feel like you're on.
Yeah,
it's like when your parents used to give you like a spoon, like, you know, and you thought that you had like a radio show. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing where you can just like fake record a podcast and let some shit out. But I'm gonna say maybe it just wasn't meant to
be. Not meant to be.
Wasn't meant to be.
And it's okay. Like I understand not everybody wants to do
I'd be a little mad though. I'd be about your I mean, I get it for your aunt. I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand it. I think you both can be right in this situation. You're allowed to be pissed, and she's allowed to say, I don't want to do it.
What I need to add, I think, though, is if there's anything you want me to take out or if you're uncomfortable with it, please let me know by this time.
30-day notice.
Because then I'm going to start working on it. Yeah, you know, I think now I just, because, and it's true. It's like we're talking about really personal fucking shit, you know? Yeah. So I think that's just something I need to add.
Do you think, like, it's like a overall like vulnerability hangover of just like, I don't know if I want to be perceived that way? Or do you think she's like she wants to be able to perceive it first, like just to make sure? Like,
I think vulnerability, like, I think a lot of people get comfortable and then all of a sudden freak out.
I think that she wants to listen to it first so she can see if she says anything that may offend somebody else or anyone else.
That makes sense.
And I think it's also maybe how people might perceive her. And I think also too, I think maybe she feels like she may need to hear herself talk about certain things because she's been through a lot of shit in her life.
Yeah.
And I think she wants to be able to decide, is this something that I can handle and I'm comfortable with other people knowing
hearing,
about me?
Especially hearing it. Because it's one thing to say it, but to hear it back, you're like, whoa. Like,
because it's very, like, very intense hardships, you know? And like that don't just involve her, but like her siblings and how she grew up. So I understand that, and I think maybe I can be better at, like, okay, so after we've done, like, before we do this, can I share this on, like, my streaming platforms, or you just want to record with me and you, and it just be me and you? You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. 100%. Charlotte thinks that she got catfished, but I think that what happened actually was just normal dating app behavior, and we'll have you decide right after the break, okay?
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We didn't really do official highs to everybody, by the way. Sorry, we just jumped right. We have a YouTube show, by the way, and you can hop in anytime. And I don't even know when to. It's supposed to be 10-ish Eastern. Bethany, if you guys are still here, hi Bethany, good morning. And Marcy is here with us, and Erica, what's up? Thanks for hanging out with us.
Morning.
Doe Eyes is here. What up, Doe Eyes? Hey. What up, Celia? What's up, Celia? Good morning. What's up, everybody? What's up, Q757? I don't even know your real name. You're the only person that doesn't use their real name.
That's fine.
But that's okay. You can be anonymous. That's totally cool.
Is it K?
Oh yeah, that's like, I guess it is K. Is it K or Q?
I don't know either.
But
Q,
what's up?
Tell us.
Welcome. What's up, Bethany? What's up? Thank you for being here. Sorry we're a little late today on everything. Our queen. You can just go to Kramer and find us, Kramer and Jess. KramerandJess.com has links to everything. I don't think we updated the TikTok. We're Kramer.Jess on TikTok because we lost the password to the original one. It's a long story. It's a thing. So Charlotte thinks that she got catfished.
Because I did.
I think that what she's actually experiencing, though, is just normal dating app behavior. I think this conversation is really going to turn into, like, what do we have to accept is just like expected ways of normal behavior on dating apps and what isn't nowadays. But for this, we turn to our lovely Charlotte, our producer. What happened, Charlotte?
Okay. So after being ghosted last week, I said, we're done with you. Let's find someone new to entertain me for this week.
Heck yeah.
So I was talking to this guy, and, you know, it's so funny because I did think to myself after talking to him, I was like, huh, that was one of the fastest interactions I've had. Like, that was the quickest I've agreed to go on a date with someone. Like, usually I'll talk to them and feel them out for a while, but I felt like he just had very, like, clear intentions where he was like, let's get a drink. Like, the convo was chill. So I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Now, very important context. Is that I swipe left? Is that the one for no? I swipe left if you're under 5'8". I'm sorry.
Damn, man.
Okay, here's my thing. I'm 5'8", and I think I get a pass because I'm already thick. So I'm like, I'm not trying to be bigger than you vertically as well. So, like, I think I get the pass. I sound like an asshole, but that's
I will say,
speak your truth.
This is your truth. However,
yes,
we don't judge,
of the really cute couples on this last season of Love Is Blind, like the most weird, boring season ever.
Oh,
except
yeah,
this couple that was like really, really cute.
The Washington couple? The Washington season?
No. It's Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. So they link up and they're like, and they actually got married and they're like in love and they're super happy and all that kind of stuff, and they've made it through all the crap. Mm-hmm. So she said that if they would have met in real life, she wouldn't have talked to him, and same for her, because of the age gap for him.
Yeah.
That he didn't want to date anyone that was older than him, and then the height thing for her, she didn't want to date anyone the same height as her or shorter. And I think I don't know if he's a little shorter than her or if they're the same height.
Theirs was fine.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, they admitted that, like, they would not have met in real life because of those thingies. But I hear you, and I get what you're saying. I'm just saying.
I do think, like, I am a lot less shallow than a lot of people when it comes to a lot
totally
of things.
You totally are. You totally are.
But this
are.
Is just but like...
But
you
they
though?
Have to
no,
be...
I really
but basically,
am.
Is it like 5... So it's 5'8 and under? Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, because I'm fine with you being my height.
Okay.
Like,
so they
just,
can be 5'8, but they can't be shorter than 5'8 because you just don't want to be taller than anyone.
I just would prefer not to.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I don't
your, it's
a
your
jerk,
life.
Like,
it's your
I'm
life,
just,
girl.
I'm just
your
not
going
to be attracted to you, probably.
It's your life.
I'm sorry.
But really quick, can I just interject for 1 second?
Made out with a man that was like 5'6 once though, so I'm an equal opportunist. If you're like if you're interesting and cute enough, like I will do it if I like you enough.
But
so.
this is why I had to get off of dating apps because of stuff like this, is because I just
but this is my only
because I am
thing,
her but
only
I,
thing.
But
it's my
and she's
I'm,
tall
and I'm,
she's tall
it wasn't
yeah,
my
Charlotte
only
is
thing
tall. Yeah.
It wasn't
yeah.
my only thing
yeah
I could just get too shallow and you
yeah.
can just
yeah.
go in there and just
and
be
I do
so
get that
yeah.
nitpicky and like oh I don't want that I want that. And I just it didn't work
and I
well
acknowledge
for
me. This is shitty.
No,
like,
no,
I
and that's
am
fine.
Self-aware,
and listen, we are shitty people,
thing.
And we are
yeah.
shitty people. And I think the second that you can admit that you're shitty, is
yeah.
exactly right. And I
yeah.
love that about you. The fact that you're like, hey, listen, I'm a little shallow, and this is my shallowness, and that's completely fine. So listen, if you were like, hey, I'm swiping left on guys that are 5'8", totally fine. Let's move on. Okay,
I'm just shallow in that if we're in the shallow end, you need to be able to stand above the water.
Okay, there we go.
Okay,
there
sorry.
We go. I don't want to have to save you in the swimming pool.
That's
okay?
all I'm saying. So yeah, I
short kings.
When I swipe,
and let me say this really quick.
I love short
kings.
I of all the qualities of attractiveness that I'm glad that I have.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm glad that. Well, no. I'll say this. Of all the qualities, like I'm very glad that I have height. Mm-hmm. I am very glad. Like if I had to choose between like hair, weight, muscles. Anything in the world, mm-hmm. I would choose my height. I'm 5'11".
To keep, yeah.
I would choose
because
height.
Because women are so like...
Women are... You guys are brutal. I mean, y'all love hair. I'm glad I have a hair. Don't get me wrong. I would love to have more muscles. I would love to have a better body. Mm-hmm. But over anything...
Yeah, like height is number one for
and
you.
It's kind of true because like thinking about all those things, I'm like, not deal breakers.
No.
Like,
but height,
dad bob,
man.
Dad bod, love it.
Y'all are
balding.
Okay.
You could be a cute baldy.
You could be a cute, you guys do not.
You could be lanky, not a single muscle.
You
like,
guys are relentless on, you guys are absolutely relentless on height. I mean, it is, I feel so bad for short,
yeah.
over anything. Teeth, I feel like you guys will overlook teeth. I feel like you
will not overlook teeth. Actually, that's two things. I got two things I can't overlook.
But what would you choose? Teeth or height? If you had to choose one or the other, I feel like you would still choose teeth over height.
You think so? Are we talking like
I'm talking women in
teeth?
General. I mean, I'm just talking women in general.
I don't know. Oral hygiene is important.
I just...
Because I could still kiss a short man. Like, but if
wait,
he's like...
Wait, does hygiene mean like... Because, dude, like dental work is expensive.
Yeah, are we talking like crooked
so some
or like
people can
hygiene?
Afford.
I know. Listen, I know we're being shallow right now.
We're so canceled after this.
It doesn't matter. I'm putting it out there. In my experience, I've found that the absolute
yeah.
thing that women will not excuse is a short man. And I feel... terrible for
well
that.
I married a short king
like
so I will save us
Garage
I will say
not, Garage is not a short
he says short king for himself as
he,
well.
He considers himself a short king
and so I will ride
I mean,
for
he's
my
not
short
super
king
tall,
okay
but
wait,
like,
I have a something a point to that
a
though.
Caveat
yes a caveat to Haas yes.
to short kings or to Garage
to
boy?
His point that height is the most important I don't think it's your height point blank I think it's the height ratio. That's what matters. So it's not like short kings are out of the game. You still got your short queens.
Yeah.
But it's like for a tall girl like me, it's more about like, I would like to be eye level.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
You
yeah,
feel
Jess
me?
Is shorter.
Because if I was 5'4", I would not have
maybe
my
that's why I don't notice with Garage.
Rule.
How tall is he?
I don't know.
He's probably, I mean, Garage is probably at least 5'9". If yeah. he's doesn't, to me, he doesn't come across, like, I've met men that are like overwhelmingly short. Garage is not like an over, he's like a little shorter than me, but not like over. And he's not like one of those guys you'd meet and be like, whoa, like you're a short king. Like short king to me is somebody that's like 5'5" and under. Mm-hmm. Like when I meet a guy, I'm like, oh, like you're a short guy.
But we do love short kings.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Celia says she's never heard the term before of a short king.
That's so funny.
Oh my God, are you serious?
You've never heard that. We did not make that up, by the way. I'd love to take credit for that.
Short kings are like definitely a term that is like used for endearment and love
of short men. Because they really do get, I will say, like I have so many female friends.
They get looked over. And they
really
get,
sorry
they're like the nicest dude.
They are the nice, and they are so, and the guys that I know that are short are so insecure about their height.
Know.
They do not own it. They are so insecure about it. So anyway, yeah, Charlotte, continue, please.
Okay, so
go into your shallowness about these short men.
Being a horrible person,
no,
I guess.
But I understand where she's coming
from.
Speak
your truth, Charlotte.
Thank you, Jess.
We always want honesty on this podcast.
Yes, I think it's morally neutral. That's what I'll say.
It's fine. Because listen, we could all go around the room and talk about our shallow things.
Exactly.
So let's not judge.
So here's my thing. I'm very, very honest on my dating profiles. I have a mix of photos from like there's one photo of me from like 2 years ago that's just like my favorite photo of me, but then the rest are like very recent.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I was playing the game he was playing, I could have kept all photos from 2 years ago when I was maybe 20 pounds lighter. But I don't do that because I don't want to waste my time or anyone else's time if they are not attracted to me. And I just think that...
Wait, really quick, let me stop again. And this story is good, but I have a question about that too.
No, please.
Because I also fluctuate in weight. Like I constantly am up and down. I never stay one weight. Same. Like if you see me and I'm thin, just don't get comfortable. You see me and I'm heavy, like don't get comfortable on either side. So like, what do you do with that per se? Because like...
You update once a month.
Constantly like where I'm at.
If you're
like,
swiping, you better update your profile.
Don't like me when I'm thin and don't like me when I'm heavy because I'm never going to be this one or that one. I'm literally going to be constantly probably evolving.
Then
you can have a mix of photos and like, maybe even have like the most recent as your actual profile picture.
And that's what I do too. Like the most more recent one is like the top photo, but then there like you can see there's a bit of a mix, I'd say, like, for me, because
if you like heavy guys, you're gonna love me. If you like skinny guys, you're gonna love me. Like it doesn't matter because I'm gonna.
But I think it's fair. I feel like a lot. I think it's more common for your weight to fluctuate than not.
I thought you were gonna say than your height. I was like, well, yes.
Yes, you do eventually step growing. Yes.
So yeah. So I had swiped right because he was 5'8". So I was like, that's fine. Okay. That's my height. Totally cool. Totally fine with that. So we chatted for a little bit. It was pretty fine over text. He seemed charming enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there and I already was like not as excited as I usually am because I usually talk to people a bit longer. But I think just because I had been ghosted, I was like, all right,
you're just getting out there. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get back out there after this whole breakup.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good practice dating in general. So I get there and I walk in. And I immediately see him down the hall. And it's a very long hall where we went. So I feel like it like added to the illusion.
I was going
to
say, maybe
and, like,
it's an
made
optical
him
illusion.
Look like even shorter. But I just like, I don't know. I just like instantly knew that like I felt no attraction. But I was like, okay, let's just get through this. Like, worst comes to worst. Like, we had like a bit in common from talking. So it's like, we'll probably at least be like friendly. Like, it'll be chill.
Yeah.
So I feel bad because we walk in, I say hi, I like hug him, we get our spot at the bar, and he goes to pull the chair out for me, and I didn't mean to react like this, but I literally just like bursted out laughing at him because like,
why?
Because his height is not like,
well,
wait, how tall is he?
Did his legs even touch the ground?
The
he was literally the same height as the bar stool, but that's not even why I laughed. It's just because I'm such like a like fiercely independent girly that I'm like not used to that, and it like kind of gave me the
wait, because he pulled your chair out.
Get yeah, like
Charlotte.
Because found the chair I wanted.
Oh my God. No, that's ridiculous.
Okay,
bro. That's crazy.
That's my truth. It gave me the ick, and that's my truth.
Like, that's
no, you know what I think? I think that when you saw that he lied about his height,
you were over it.
That was the ick. And so anything that he did after that point, he wasn't going to win. He lost at that point.
I don't know. That's just like weird. Like, let me pick where I want to
no,
sit.
I what? Think if you well, met
no,
a guy that
girl.
You were no. If you met a guy that you were into and he pulled out your chair or opened your door, you would think it was the most romantic thing
exactly.
ever.
What are you talking about?
And I think
about?
It's because
the door is cute. The chair is weird to me. Like, is this The Handmaid's Tale?
No, Charlotte. Honestly, I think it's because he lied about his height. In your mind, now you're like, oh, so you're
a
liar.
If he was 6'1".
You identified him as a liar already. So anything that he did was going to irritate you or annoy you. So I think the chair thing is just...
Well, I had suspicions at this point. This was before he fully admitted to lying.
Oh, he said it to your face.
So, yeah, at one point, like, he... Because
you're like, there's no way. Because he's shorter than you. Clearly, you know. You're 5'8", so you're like...
Yeah, I had on sandals with like a little platform, so it felt like I felt like a fucking giraffe, y'all. Like it actually like, and that's the part of it that's not just me being shallow. I feel like because I felt like a giant, like I literally felt massive. Like I was just taking up so much space. I didn't feel cute. I didn't feel romantic or girly or like any of the things you want to feel.
But he lied to you.
Yeah. So so what's funny is he brought up height.
He has
I was
to.
Not going to bring up that topic. I forget how
he's
it
like,
came up.
He looks up at you. So,
no, literally, he's like, so.
high voice. So here's the thing.
No, I feel really bad. He was really nice. So
that's
I feel
fine, but that
really
doesn't mean you
bad.
Get to lie.
No, exactly. That's the part where I'm just like, oh, because like if you're willing to lie about something that's so obviously disproven, like what else are you going to lie about?
What was the conversation? What does he say?
I can't remember how he brought it up, but that's what he said. He was saying something about like, you're a tall girl. And so I was like,
you're not that tall.
No, but for him to say that, like, that's not the way you get into this conversation.
So
about-
I was like,
you're like I know.
I was like, yeah.
Oh, you good?
Choking on my own saliva. So either that or an invisible bug flew in my mouth. So it's just the trauma.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's a lot.
And I was like, oh, haha, how tall are you? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I'm 5'7 on a good day. And I was like, so you're literally...
You were like, so what are you on a bad day then? Like, I need to know the whole
thing. No, but
spectrum.
Who are you really? Like, what are you? Just
and
say
then
it.
I felt bad. So I was just like, haha, you don't seem like it or something like that. Like, he was like, yeah, I don't have like short guy, like a complex though. And I was like, yeah, like it makes you seem tall or like, I don't know. I was just like
you're
saying
being
bullshit
uncomfortable.
To make him feel
awkward.
Better. Yeah.
Wait, so you didn't think he was 5'7"? You don't even think he was 5'7"?
No, he literally said on a good day.
So he's not even
5'7",
but he lied on his profile.
Like I went
he says
back
5'8".
And checked. It says 5'8".
That's
still.
Fucked. That's not okay.
I don't think it is.
Don't lie.
I don't think it. Here's
just
the thing.
Just be who you are.
No,
if you're going to lie about your height,
is,
then you're obviously going to cheat on me.
It wasted our time, though. Like, it was a waste of his time just as much. You know what I mean?
Jessica Dutra.
If you can't be honest about how tall you are, then you don't have any respect for
me.
So
this is what I told Charlotte. I lie about my... When I was on dating apps, I lied about my height,
and that's
too.
Corny!
And that tracks.
I did.
I'm not shocked, because you lie about a lot of shit.
Because I put that I was 6 feet, even though I'm 5'11", because what's the first off, there's such a little
difference.
Why would
you do that?
Because
you're weird.
And this is the exact reason, because for the same reason of why people put, like, if you're on Zillow,
1 inch is less crazy than 2 inches though.
When you're on Zillow and you're looking for a house, and you say your max price is 800, let's say your max price is 500,000. So that's why people list their houses at
499. So you want an apartment where they lie about the square footage?
Well, no, it's like you, if a woman, and so many women are like, I want a man that's 6 feet or tall. Or if so many women are like, I need a man that's 6 feet or tall. I, like, you guys are so weird about 6 feet. It's like such a
but
fucking
it's not
thing.
I'm telling you, it's the height
it's
ratio
such
it's
a thing.
Not
no I'm telling you
no
women
you can't
are
tell
so,
me what women want
bro,
period
I'm
where's
you,
your vagina
I'm
no.
telling you I'm telling you it's a thing. Women love this 6 feet thing. It's a thing. So I'm saying, listen, if a dating app is a marketing tool, then I'm going to market myself to win. And so when I was on dating apps, I literally said I'm changing this to 6 feet. I'm literally going to change this to 6 feet. Here's the thing. If you vibe with that guy, I don't care if he was fucking 4'11". It wouldn't have mattered by the time you guys got along. It wouldn't have mattered. I don't care. I think simple lies on dating apps don't really matter. And I kind of, when I was on dating apps, I
don't like that.
I disagree. And I've noticed men lie a lot on dating apps because I've noticed so many men will put apolitical or moderate when they are neither of those. They are conservative.
There's nothing on your dating app that does that. It's,
we can go through right now.
Let's
we can
see
do
it.
A fucking
let's
audit.
See it.
There
let
is
me,
not
let me see
a
it. I want to see there's anything about
that
your dating
not
app that might be a little misleading
genuine
about you.
No, nope, hold up.
Because I don't
literally
believe that.
I will read you my bio right now.
I also think it's fair to say, do people lie on their dating apps? Yes. But I also think that puts them in a category that they're not really there for serious reasons. I don't. Like, I feel like if you are going to put yourself out there seriously and you want to have a serious relationship, you're honest from top to bottom because you want to meet someone that's also honest and ready to get into a serious relationship if you want. Bethany the Baker says, creepy Kramer.
No, I just don't.
I think so. I really think
read
that
my
way.
Bio. Read how honest my bio is. Read it right now. Read it right now. Read it right now.
Charlotte's 28.
True.
She is her. She's producer at radio. She went to Towson in 2019. My bio. I used to run a punk house, and now I'm in my radio professional era.
Aww.
True.
Let's get a drink, smiley face.
Still true.
Also, I have a fat ass.
I literally put
read
the
it
warnings in the bio.
Read
fucking
it.
Finish that. Finish that bio.
Read it. Say it out loud.
Say it. Remember when I'm...
They called me off guard. I'm going
to get you fired by HR. Just kidding.
Say it.
No, say it though. My point remains. Would you like me to say it? I have a fat ass and...
I have a fat ass and... A lot and lots of opinions. So if you can't handle that, you've been warned. Oh my God.
Literally?
I can't imagine reading that. I would literally be like, okay, next. Like,
and that's exactly what it's meant to do.
Yeah.
Because
like,
the guys who can handle it, they've been like, okay, tell me your opinion.
No, they're going to be like, fuck yeah. Exactly.
Thank you, Celia. Celia says amazing bio.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay, I'm already reading things on here that are incorrect.
Like
so,
what?
But I'm just gonna keep going.
No, what?
I'm gonna keep
say
going.
What?
No,
no.
And let me go through it.
I don't think he has a real example.
No, I do, because this is absolutely incorrect for what you've told me in real life. But we'll come back to it. Let me go through
it's
this
like
whole
two
thing.
More prompts.
Hang on. Let me go through this.
Why wouldn't you just be reading these out loud?
No, okay,
I thought that was the whole
he
point
doesn't
of this.
Have...
Okay, sorry. 5'8", Capricorn, undergraduate. Here's the thing. You say on here that you're looking for fun, casual dates. No, you're not. You don't want
no,
to
there's
do fun,
multiple
casual
selected
dates. But you don't want to do fun, casual dates.
Yes,
you're not
I
looking,
do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Because I like meeting new people and having a fun, cheeky little cocktail.
That's,
I don't
that's
want,
what she's doing right now.
Yeah, I've literally been...
That's
because I'm okay if it doesn't end up going somewhere. Like if we just want to be friends, like that's chill. Like I was just hanging out with my friend Travis this past weekend that I met on Tinder like 5 years ago. So
the quickest way to my heart is to listen to all my playlists and tell me that I'm pretty heart emoji.
True. Playlists are my love language.
Hopefully you're also ready. Hopefully you're also really into charcuterie and Charlotte.
Yes. It's a 10 out of 10 profile.
Jesus Christ.
That screams Charlotte.
That literally is no, so
that
mean.
Whole thing screams her. And like that's the thing.
That's
where,
my essence.
Like that.
I'm hoping you didn't vote against my rights.
Like I put it all fucking out there.
I
literally say, if you did, please leave me alone.
I love you.
Like I put Charlotte, it out
this
there
is
to
so
a comical
you,
degree.
Bro.
And I think that's what's fair is
oh
like it's
God
so her because she wants to honestly meet people. She wants to honestly meet people.
Yeah.
And so if someone's not going to bring that level of honesty, she has a right to be pissed.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm just telling you, I think that people misrepresent themselves on day.
But not me, baby.
No, that's true. I have met a lot of women
that's who funny. Have misrepresented themselves no, on I dating apps.
And I would agree with that. Yeah. I think that's a, I don't think that's a gendered thing. I think people definitely, but I think that is a relevant part of the conversation is it's frustrating for the people who are being so genuine.
I would say that.
I feel like people who are like doing what you're doing, Charlotte, you want to make a genuine connection, whether it's for fun, whether it leads to something deeper, like that'll happen organically, however it's supposed to happen.
Yes.
But if you are not being honest, then why do you think that you would attract anyone else that's being honest as well?
Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, he did text me again yesterday.
Who is he? Short King?
Short King.
Okay.
And I was really proud of myself. I didn't ghost. I was very
did you have
very
an honest conversation with him?
I don't think he answered, but I just said, hi, like, you are so kind and fun, but honestly, I didn't really feel a connection. That's good. Best of luck with your dating.
I think
I handled it pretty well.
We love some maturity there towards the end. Yeah. We love it. Yes. Well done. We'll play my show. We don't love a ghost. We don't love a ghost. We don't love that at all. All right, how do y'all feel? We good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a story, but I'll save it for next week. Gotta go. Everybody, thank you for being here. YouTube, you're the best. You guys love Charlotte's. You love Charlotte's dating profile. 10 out of 10 would swipe on Charlotte.
Woo! Bethany, you know I'd swipe right on you. We'd be matching all day long.
Yes, it's so good and honest. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
I don't know how we've never read that before. I don't know why we've never had the idea to read
that's actually really funny.
Dating profile before, but it's
we can read my conversations with matches.
Oh, I'm sure that's another interesting. I feel like that's what you should do. Every time you apply for a job, you should also have to present your dating profile. To get an idea of who
Here's
you
my
are.
Resume.
Who you are also in the dating world. We need to know. Mm. All right. Thank you for being here, everybody. We appreciate it. Let's go around the room. If you guys want to connect with us outside of this show, there's multiple ways to do it. Jess Howe.
Just do it. JESSDUITT on IG. And you can listen to any of my previous episodes.
There's plenty to catch up on. Just not this week.
Blue for Jess on my podcast. Yeah.
Charlotte.
I'm at PTSD Diva.
I'm that guy Kramer on social media, and I've got a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy. Thank you so much for being here, and we will see you guys next week, and then we're off the following week, just FYI. So YouTube, you're the best. Thanks for being a part of the show. You guys make the show so much better. You really do. You guys are so funny and just fun to be a part of this family. So thank you for being here, and see you guys next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. We love you, Short Kings.
Short Kings. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.